radio emergency service, Wednesday night net. Your next call station this evening is KD8IIB. The name is Kevin and I'm located in Grove City. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARS business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. Evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. Our next meeting will be held next Wednesday, the 16th, at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time is at 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday night net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically, and also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. Time will take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KD8IIB. We'll now take check-ins from those stations that have Franklin County ARS business or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KD8IIB.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Cal, KA8RLC, got you down for announcements, and of course myself. Any other stations with announcements for this evening's net? No one there. I will now take check-ins within Franklin County using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and 71. Let's start with stations which are north of 70 and east of 71, Northeast Quadrant. Please call KD8IIB.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, Terry.
PWR, Scott.
Okay, so far I got N8PVC, John, KD8YFW, Terry, and KE8PWR, Scott, I believe. Scott, just to be advised, you cut off in the beginning, but I think I recognize your voice and call. Any additional stations, Northeast Quadrant?
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. Name's Daniel.
Okay, Daniel, I have you checked in. One last call, Northeast Quadrant. On down to the Franklin County stations in the Southeast Quadrant. Anybody in the Southeast wishing to check in this evening, please call 88IIB.
Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike, Whiskey, Paul, KB8, CMW.
88 Sierra Golf, Mike, W8, SGM, Mike.
W Paul on W8STM, Mike, got both of you checked in. Any additional stations Southeast? Okay, with that, let's move over to the Southwest Quadrant. Stations south of 70, west of 71. Wishing to check in, please call.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo. Bob?
VT, Brad.
Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Delta 8, Kilo, Sierra, India, KD8KSI, Holly.
The southwest quadrant, we got KE8SDT Brad, KD8WQY Jenny, and KD8KSI Ali. Anybody else southwest?
Whiskey 8 Romeo, Whiskey Romeo. Bob.
Kilo Delta 8 Hotel Victor X-ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
U8RWR Bob and KD8HVX, Jim, have you both checked in? One last call, Southwest Quadrant. No more in the southwest, we'll move to the northwest. Stations in Franklin County, north of 70, west of 71. Call KD8IIB.
NHGHAF, November 8th, Victor Chilean Foxtrot, Mark.
November 8th, Sierra Echo Yankee, NHSEY, Sharon.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-ray. That's KE8KJX, Dan.
Kilo 8 Oscar Victor Papa, K8OVP, Frank.
In the northwest, we have N8BJF Mark, N8SCY Sharon, KE8KJX Dan, and K8OVP Frank. Additional stations northwest.
Alpha Delta 8 Charlie Mike, Marcel, KD8CM.
WSE, Whiskey 8, Whiskey Sierra Echo, Bill.
ADHCM Marcel and W8WSE Bill in the northwest. One last try for the northwest squadron. Calling any stations outside of Franklin County or stations inside missed earlier. They wish to check into the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate. If you wish to check in, call KD8IIB.
Whiskey Alpha 8 Papa Yankee Romeo, Tom, Sickaway County.
W-A-8-P-Y-R. Tom, got you checked in outside. Anybody else outside or inside? No additional check-ins at this time. We will ask for more later. I'll go back to those stations having announcements. Cal, you've got the mic.
Thank you, Kevin. Good evening, Internet. This is K8RLC. Well, after we've all survived a eventful weekend with the Arnold activities, we now look forward to our next ones on the list. Coming up right now, the event coming up April 23rd, actually we're pretty clear here in March, April 23rd will be NVIS Day. April 30th, we have the Cap City Half Marathon. And then the next one on the list is May 14th, Komen Race for the Cure. As of yet, I don't have any details on the Cap City or Komen, other than they're both coming up and we're going to be involved in both. So with that, if nobody has any questions for me, I'll give it back to you, Kevin, with the note that I got a text from ION, and he's unable to reach the net, so you and I are in charge of gathering Arnold comments. Back to you, Kevin, K8RLC. Thanks, Cal. I will speak now with my usual upcoming net announcement. As I said earlier, next week, the 16th, is our in-person. Right now, I have nobody else signed up for NET until April 27th, and that'll be our Simplex NET. So if anybody on the air tonight would like to sign up for March 23rd, March 30th, April 6th, or April 13th, please speak up now. Time, anybody, at least for April or March 23rd. Okay, well, I guess we'll pass around the sign-up sheet next week's meeting, and if we don't get some sign-ups, I guess we'll start doing the famous voluntold list. Okay. I can't imagine we have any training announcements other than I will say that April 23rd it will be a VE session. No details on that yet, other than I know that since some of the mask mandates have been lifted, we will be allowed to have more than 10 people at this session. So if anybody out there you know wants to study up to get their license or upgrade, keep that in mind.
BWR with inquiry.
BWR, go ahead.
Hey, you guys mentioned a while back about doing a training to do net control for the weekly net. I was wondering if you guys had thought any more about that or put a date together.
We did mention it, and I know we want to do it probably before June. So I would imagine that will be on the schedule either the April or May in person would be my guess. We still have to put it together, but that would be a good guess.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, at this point of the net, we like to discuss any events we've had in the past week or so, and it comes to mind that we did have a small event this past weekend with a even smaller sub-event from that. So we'll start taking comments from that. Let's start. Paul, would you like to speak about Paul, KB8MW, would you like to speak about the pump and run?
I would. First of all, let me say thank you to all the volunteers that came out and helped us out Sunday morning. If you weren't out there, you missed the nicest Sunday we've ever had on the Arnold Pump and Run. In fact, it wouldn't have been so nice. I would have been out on the golf course instead of downtown, but it was a beautiful day. And another item that we had that, since I've been Well, I've been doing the pump and run for a number of years since HFP became a silent key, but this was the first year that Arnold did not start the pump and run. And I'm not for sure why he wasn't in town, but some people said that he left early. So other than that, Kevin, no, I had a great time. Always enjoyed coming down there and seeing everybody. And it was a little bit different this year. I thought it was really laid back, more than it has been. But it was really good time. And I always look forward to doing the Arnold. So, God be willing, we'll be back here next year and see what we can get into. So, back to you, Kevin, and thanks for your help. And even though I did get lost that one time, but a senior moment. Hi, this is KB8CMW.
Sorry to make me not laugh now, Paul, but thanks for your input there. Okay, now I'll open up to any comments from the big event, the Arnold itself. I know we had about probably, I want to say, 25 to 30 hams there at any given time, and probably up to 50 medical personnel. The event was obviously scaled down quite a bit from previous years, but it was great seeing everybody together again. I'll open the floor up for any comments regarding the Arnold or the pump and run. Speak now, KD8IIB.
OVP.
Net control.
Oh, we had a double there, but OVP, you came through the loudest, so you go first, and I'll call for the other station.
Okay, I think we had trouble with the repeater at the pump and run, at least. A lot of people were in and out of it, it seemed to me. Oh, possibly we could even get the 2-4. I think they would have better coverage down there. And I was curious. I heard just the tail end of somebody check in with, I believe, 5 medical people, a physician, to medical students, and a few others. And my trainer that was with me said, which event is that? And I said, I don't know, but forgot to ask, just for my curiosity. Back to that K2EP.
Frank, copy your input. I'm not sure what you meant on the second part of that, but the other station that called and doubled with Frank. So speak again, KD8IIB.
KE8SVT, net control.
Oh, SVT, go ahead, Brad.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, I was going to say, first time out on it there, you learned a lot, learned what worked, what didn't work, and learned a lot with the setting up the repeater, well, taking it down on Sunday, and learned all sorts of new rock music lyrics. And I know with the pump and run, when I had my medical team at the finish line, and Paul had his at the front, and it was very interesting. I learned a lot, and had worked the team, and everything worked good. Only had to pick a few up off the asphalt, but everybody did good. Back to you, Ned.
Brad, yeah, we were glad to see you there both inside and outside this year. And once again, this is the Franklin County Area's Wednesday Night Net. Additional comments on either event. KD8IIB.
KWP, I did see bib number 970-something, so it was a pretty good turnout. I was just curious as to which event had 5 medical people assigned to it, but that was just curiosity. K8OVP.
Frank, additional stations out there, anybody else?
guests that may be worth the event, inside or outside. We'd like to get some additional comments. Speak now.
RLC.
Okay, go ahead, Cal.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Frank, for you, the medical students weren't counting as people or something doubled up. So that's why we had a lot of medical students just floating around, but they weren't necessarily counted as part of the active team. They were there more in the educational purpose. So that may be why you're seeing that count. And then just for everybody that was there, I want to thank you. We had very good net discipline. Everybody did an excellent job. I will say in one point Saturday afternoon, I got rider's cramp because I was logging faster, and I think I have a long time for activity going on. It got really busy between things going on down at Grappling and the medieval fighting and a strong man and everything else. So we got very busy. Everybody did an excellent job of keeping things going. Our repeater setup was very good inside the convention center, so I think everyone did an excellent job. Back to you, Kevin, KA8RLC.
Thanks, Calvin. Yeah, I agree with everything Cal said there. One thing I will add is we did have a few people, their noise-canceling mics or whatever headset they had, most people had the surveillance-type headsets. Some of those, it was real hard to hear at the very noisy events, and luckily Andy Whitaker had brought down, six or eight Motorola radios with noise-canceling microphones that we loaned out, and that helped a bit. So, in the future reference, you get what you pay for, I guess is what I'll say. If you do get a surveillance one, opt for one of the little better ones that possibly says noise-canceling mic. Any additional comments? 88 IID.
KWP, some of the inexpensive gaming headsets have noise-canceling mic. Look at the microphone, and if it has a hole facing you and a hole on the other side of it, that is almost certainly noise-canceling. KWP.
Good to know, Frank. Additional comments regarding Arnold or the pump and run?
CWR?
My God, that was the very end of that call sign. Hold the mic button down for a second before you speak. Give the repeater time to come up. Say again.
KDA, CWR? Sorry, I'm on a new mic.
Okay, Scott. Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, as I'm trying to get the timing of this thing figured out here. I just want to say thanks to everyone involved. You know, it was my first Arnold, and I had a great time working. I thought it was very well organized. The team from Ohio Health was great. I didn't really see any snags or issues on my end. But I want to say thanks to everyone that did help out, and made it an enjoyable event to work.
Scott, yeah, it was good to see you there for the first time this year, too. And I know I got to work a couple of the events with you, particularly World's Strongest Firefighter, I believe it was. Had a couple of events that were fairly new this year, and one of them I thought, okay, what's the purpose of it? But you probably know what event that was. Anybody else? K88, IIB. Nothing more about that or any stations having any additional business, discussion topics, queries, or whatever for the net. If so, please call net. KD8, hi, Abby.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Papa Yankee Romeo.
Tom?
Yeah, can I have a quick direct call with November 8, Papa Victor Charlie?
Go direct.
Any PVC, WAPYR.
Hey, Tom, go ahead. Any PVC.
Hey, John, stick around after the net. Got a couple things for you.
Okay, Tom, we'll do. Any PVC.
Thank you much. WAPYR, back to net.
The other stations with additional business or anything else for the net before we take a final round of check-ins. Tonight we'll now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. If you haven't checked in yet, would like to, call now, 88 IIB.
Uniform Tango India, NAUTI, head.
Got you checked in, NAUTI, better late than never. Anybody else wishing to check in this evening, please call KD8IIB. Business or check-ins, I will now close this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins, and thanks to those who volunteer for our public service events. This is KD8IIB returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. KD8IIB signing clear. Good evening and 73.